Pap starts in on a new life.
I had shut the door too. Then I turned around, and there he was. I used to be scared of him all the time. He tanned me so much. I reckoned I was scared now, too. But in a minute, I see I was mistaken. That is, after the first jolt, as you may say, when my breath sort of hitched, he being so unexpected. But right away after, I see I weren't scared of him worth bothering about. He was most 50, and he looked it. His hair was long and tangled and greasy and hung down, and you could see his eyes shining through like he was behind vines. It was all black, no gray. So was his long mixed-up whiskers. There weren't no color in his face, where his face showed. It was white. Not like another man's white, but a white to make a body sick, a white to make a body's flesh crawl. A tree-toed white. A fish belly white. As for his clothes, just rags, that was all. He had one ankle resting on t'other knee, the boot on that foot was busted, and two of his toes stuck through, and he worked them now and then. I stood a-looking at him. He sat there a-looking at me, with his chair tilted back a little. I set the candle down. I noticed the window was up. So he had clumb in by the shed. He kept a-looking me all over. By and by, he says,
"Starchy clothes? Very? You think you're a good deal of a big bug, don't you?"
"Maybe I am, maybe I ain't," I says.
"Don't you give me none of your lip," says he. "You've put on considerable many frills since I've been away. I'll take you down a peg before I get done with you. You're educated, too, they say. Can read and write. You think you're better than your father now, don't you? Because he can't, I'll take it out of you. Who told you you might meddle with such highfalutin foolishness, eh? Who told you you could?"
"The widow. She told me."
"The widow, eh? And who told the widow she could put in her shovel about a thing that ain't none of her business?"
"Nobody never told her."
"Well, I'll learn her how to meddle. And looky here. You drop that school year. I'll learn people to bring up a boy to put on airs over his own father and let on to be better than what he is. You let me catch you fooling around that school again, you hear? Your mother couldn't read, and she couldn't write another before she died. None of the family couldn't before they died. I can't. And here you're a-swelling yourself up like this. I ain't the man to stand it, you hear?"